way to the ER, perhaps with either appendicitis or gallbladder. So we're not sure if he's coming to Festival of Speed or 5K.
Gallbladders are fine.
Okay, all of the above. Just be thinking of him. He's going to let us know what that is. But that's from him. He said there's one card in there still from last year. And Sally's ready to record.
I'm recording.
Oh, she's recording. Okay. So we'll start June 27th NSL Live meeting and begin with the review of Legacy Park shade options. Thanks everyone for coming. Dave Branson.
The review is they haven't got back to me on the review, so the shade's not there yet.
No shade. Okay. Bruce.
Who hasn't got to the review?
We came to them, the meeting you missed last time. They gave us a great great idea for how they wanted the shade, basically kind of along with what you guys talked about. And then we've asked them to just draw it up give us the hourly thing. They haven't got that back.
Got it. Okay.
Can I say something? The recommendation that we talked about was less than what was projected because we were taking away a few of those. Is it possible to use that extra money and buy more shade structures that go to Tunnel Springs Park?
It was actually pretty much the same.
Was it the same? All right.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Because we moved the two over by the
playground.
Okay.
And then the need is to consider more shade structures.
I went there this last week and it was hot. And they have a pavilion, but the pavilion is behind the bathrooms. So if you're a mom watching kids, you can't sit in the pavilion and watch your kids play very easily.
We might want to wait to look at that until we have a master plan for Tunnel Springs. Master plan has not been developed yet.
That's perfect.
This year or next is curious. Like, when do you do something like that?
We don't know. The problem is we've got more land up there, and we don't know what we're doing with the land. So that's why it's kind of in a holding pattern until we figure out what we want to do. So it's possible that, you know, we might just have to say, yeah, let's bite the bullet and put some shade up, since we don't really know what to do with the rest of the land. But, you know, there's been a whole lot of different ideas and suggestions thrown around over the years since we put that park in, but we, as of yet, have not coalesced on anything.
Okay, it sounds like we have a good advocate for shade, so you'll be able to continue to bring that up. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce.
Okay. Earlier today, I have two places to be tonight at 6 o'clock. And I'm late for the other.
Okay.
So I asked Sally if it'd be okay to move me up. And it just would take a couple of minutes and then I'd be off. Is that okay with you, Camille?
You bet.
That's okay. So we're ready. I held a meeting last Saturday and we had 7 volunteers plus me, I think it was. So I was there too, so we had 8 people. I have 22 volunteers, and we discussed the Festival of Speed. I think we're pretty well ready. I handed out maps, they look like these. And I handed out a sheet with a lot of bullet points. Now Lisa was there, she came, and it's pretty cool. So we discussed, you know, what the schedule would be for the Festival of Speed and then what everybody's duties are. And Elisa was very helpful in taking notes. And so we have people paired up, new people with people who are more experienced. And so they're paired up in different areas and helping conduct, you know, traffic and keeping people from parking where we don't want them and where we do want them and that sort of thing.
Did you see there was no one assigned for the British cars? Specifically?
There's no sign for the British cars.
No, but that's right next to there wasn't on the list that I sent you.
Oh, okay.
But that's right next to the Italian and German, and Tiffany and Tony could probably do both of those.
Yeah, and okay, I will work on that. All right, I didn't notice that, so. I just talked to John about bringing up the number of cones we have and then what time to close off the road. So that's pretty well it. I think we're in good shape. Saturday morning, I'll get up early and we'll start, you know, preparing everything, putting out lots of stuff and getting it ready for the evening. And that's where we are.
Bruce, we're excited about Saturday night. That is great.
Well,
how many years is it?
This is our 7th year.
It's really true.
So we don't know how many we'll get. We shall see.
Do you need more volunteers?
No, we have, I've got 22 altogether. If they all show up, we may have a few too many.
Oh.
Borrow one of your maps.
Oh, certainly.
I probably won't give it back, but.
Keep it.
Bruce, is there a way you can draw where you want the, where you want the YCC on that map? That way we can.
Yeah. Right here, about right here is where we put the tent for the, the camping for. So if you come in right somewhere around in here, would be just great. We're gonna have other people going up and down here too.
Okay.
Okay, and you probably have enough volunteer T-shirts that you use each year, right? I was gonna say that we.
That's another thing. I've got those T-shirts.
You probably have other T-shirts, but you want them to wear your Festival of Speed white ones?
Yeah, because they're all the same color. They have the logo on front, staff on the back. So we, I should have enough. Should have enough T-shirts. I've got some spares that we used before that we can use if we need.
Okay, what other vendors do you have there?
There are seven. I think there are two pizza, there's Cup Pop, there are two pizza sellers, different kinds. There will be a luau, luau truck. There's Crystal Davidson with her desserts. Donut kebabs. I think that makes five or six. And then there's one that I don't know that contacted Stacy. So I don't know about the seventh one. But we, that's one of the things I wanted to make sure that we have parking along the west curb for the vendors. Yeah, I don't want lots of people moving in.
Because all of a sudden it gets taken up, doesn't it?
Yeah, people just come in. As soon as we stop manning the barricades, they drive in and park.
Okay.
Anything more?
No. If you need anything, reach out the way you know how.
I think we're all set.
And enjoy it.
Good job, Bruce.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sally, for running to get
Brian Horrocks came to the meeting when he had it. He was wearing his shirt.
Ah. I think he's got an in. His shirt. Okay.
Bruce, how many vendors are coming? Exactly. There is seven, okay. Yeah, seven.
Seven.
Right.
Well, Sandra, you're going to be sandwiched in the middle of all this fun July 4th stuff, but I know you might have other places to go tonight, too. You're welcome to stay.
So there's two pages to these. I just kind of printed out. Like,
okay. Two.
Just some stuff.
We're excited to hear about the Pony and Culture Fest. And look at this.
So what I've printed here is just to kind of give you guys an idea of everything that we're spending money on, not just the city, but also us as, you know, the PCF committee. And last year, I think altogether we brought in from sponsors, we got maybe $1,000 from sponsors. And then we charged vendors to be there about $200-$250 for food vendors, $100 for non-food vendors. And then we made about between $2,500 and $3,000 from that. And then we thought, okay, we need more money, so we were going to sell water. And we figured just by selling water, we weren't going to make enough. So we had to do our special mango drink that we did last year, which sold out and brought in enough revenue to pay all our performers and just everything that we needed. But this kind of tells you guys just what we spent money on last year too. And so we paid for all the performers, which about $1,500 went to performers, things that we had to print out, flyers, applications, and cards to give out to people, and then, you know, driving around to meet people and going to give out flyers and things like that for a few months, that added up our fuel costs and everything. And then we had to buy things to build the little kitchen that we did to roast the pig under. We bought the pig and all the stuff to do games. We had to ship in coconuts from other states that cost us a lot of money. And then after everything, we had a little bit of money left, and what we decided to do with that was to just throw a barbecue for everybody that helped us at that event. So, and I'm not it was a lot of money that we had to come up with to make this work. So I just wanted you guys to kind of see all that stuff that we're paying for. So when we come in and say that, you know, we just need like just the generators, the lights, and the restroom and things like that from you guys, like I don't want you guys to think like, oh, we're paying all this stuff, but what are you guys doing? You know, mm-hmm. So I wanted to kind of print, and there's a lot more that we spent money on other than the things that are listed here. We also had to rent tents, rent freezers and things like that to put all our ice and stuff in to get all our water and stuff like that out. It was a ton of work to do. And there was four of us last year who did the whole event. This year, there's only three.
Yeah. Well, I think this is great because, you know, anytime that we've got events where people are collecting money, mm-hmm. there's always a suspicion or worry inside the city that we're subsidizing.
Yeah, and I got that from the last time I was here, the meeting that I was here last time, and then you kind of mentioned, like, well, how much money are you guys making from this? And I told you, we don't make anything from this.
But
we had to, like, sell our mango drink just to get enough money to pay people. So
I think this at least puts me at ease, and anyone in the city that wants to look it over can mm-hmm. say, okay, so there's not a lot of, there's revenue coming in, but it's being used to support the event.
Yeah, and so this year there's a lot of other things that we're not getting that are free. Like the last time we got a lot of free stuff from the Davis Rental people because they were in business and they were like, okay, we needed like 200 chairs. They're like, go ahead, take those for free. You guys could take the tents for free just to rent those for free. Now they're not there anymore and we can't get that.
Mm-hmm.
And so what else did we have? And then the sound system, that was the cheapest guy that we could get last year, which came out to $800 for him because we gave him a free booth and he said, okay, fine, I'll do it for $800. This year, I don't know who emailed me and said that we can't use them anymore because he didn't turn in his like tax ID to you guys. So
do we know about that? Anyone?
No, but that would be either Stacy or Janice.
Okay, I think it's Stacy. So she emailed me and was like, hey, you guys can't use that DJ anymore. So now we're looking around for a DJ. Nobody will do it for less than $1,500.
So help me understand that. Is that punitive? Or is it just that we need a tax ID for the can use them this time? Do you know, Karen?
Well,
we don't.
So anytime you're doing an event in North Salt Lake and someone is there and they're making money, any vendor is pretty much what it is, they have to fill out a tax ID form and they have to send it to the state. And then the state will charge them a sales tax.
So the guy
didn't
do it last time.
Right.
So does that mean that they're barred for life?
No, I don't
like
know.
Pete
now
Rose
from there,
baseball?
This is the first time I've even encountered this. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. And I'm not involved with it. I just know that Stacy and I worked together on the 3rd of July.
I mean, it would seem to me that if you went to him and got all that stuff turned in early, that unless we had a policy as a city that we take punitive action against people, it seems like.
Well, it's usually the state that does. So I'm not sure if did you know this, if anybody went around to your Polynesian festival and had them do the tax?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
If somebody went around and checked in with all the vendors? I don't remember.
It seems to me that if he got all his ducks in a row early this time, mm-hmm. it would seem like we couldn't say no.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't understand that. Maybe we need to
I don't either.
Follow
I don't
up.
Either.
You can follow
and
up with Stacey.
I have to ask her.
You're going to be talking to Sally? That would be great.
Find out what the issue is, and if obviously they didn't comply last time, then that's an issue. But if they comply this time, it shouldn't continue to be an issue, especially if this guy's, you know, cheap and reasonable.
I don't. Stacy would be the one that would have went around to this festival and
mm-hmm.
did all the taxes, and that should just be between that person and the state, not
yeah.
the city.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That's really weird.
And another thing that we had that was free there was like the kid stuff. We used the same people that up at the 4th of July, but they ended up coming and it was our fault for putting them down on the bottom field and nobody really knew that they were there, so they didn't make any money. So we've reached out to them to come back this year and they haven't contacted us back. I don't think that they're really happy with, you know, how things turned out then. So now we're having a hard time like trying to get stuff for the kids, and I feel like that's going to cost more money, you know, if we have to pay for other things. And then the stage is the main thing that I keep like getting, you know, performers saying, hey, we want to perform, but we don't like the stage that we had last time. Especially because it was so hot for them to perform with no cover. Like, so,
but
I'm
they
not
want,
sure.
They want a tent over the stage?
Yeah.
And then there's been a tent for the audience too, so.
Yeah, we had like tents for the, like we had a couple, but those were like free from these guys.
Davis.
So, and I know that those are things that we're going to have to pay for this year.
Yeah, and I have not even contacted them because I kind of have a different life arrangement these days where I'm getting up early and going down to Utah County and getting back late, so.
Contacting.
Because last time I went and arranged with the trailer people for the stage. This time I have not talked to anyone. So, sounds like we don't like that stage anyway, but it's not really.
And the price of a stage, do you probably have listed here?
Well, what I gave you guys a quote last time that was for $2,500, but I got another quote from a different company that's $2,000, and they have a stage and a cover. And so, I don't know if that's going to help any, but I just know that it's going to be really expensive, and I don't really know where we stand with you guys and your and the budget, and so.
Last time, I don't remember, was it Lori that came last time? What we had kind of said is we have a cap that Steve had found it from the budget, and that however, we wanted to see how you would spend that money,
mm-hmm.
but that you have full access to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was $3,500 from what, yeah. So that would cover this stage, but I'm
mm-hmm.
not sure what else you were expecting it to cover.
Yeah.
There's the lights we have to do and the porta potties. Part of that. I don't know what else is on there, too.
I was just going to mark the things that we were expecting to
mm-hmm.
cover for you.
Yeah.
So that was the restrooms and the
To take a step back real quick, fund services, don't take it personally because they don't exist anymore.
Fund services?
Yeah. So
okay.
We could actually get you in contact with the company, it's Extreme, that's doing the stuff for the 3rd July this year.
Okay.
You could probably get them based on how many people you've got, you know, potentially coming. They probably come and do it and they just charge, so it'd be a zero something for you. So we can
Get
you that contact information.
Yeah, that would be nice. Thanks.
This $2,000 stage, tell me about it. Is it a trailer that they come and set up that has like a pop-up shade over
top
of it?
Yeah, they're like a mobile stage.
Okay.
And
because I am not sure, even if there's a cover, I don't know if it'll help because the performers are performing in the evening hours when the sun's coming from the west right in their faces, which is great for the audience, but it's hot for the performers.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my thought is if we get something with a nice shade above it,
mm-hmm.
but the sun's coming right in the open spot anyway, then it doesn't do any good.
Yeah.
Are they performing? But they're going to be Legacy this year, so
Friday
they might
is
just
so
do it
different.
It won't be. Yeah, they could arrange it different.
So that matters.
Yeah.
So what do you propose the city cover, and what are you anticipating covering?
We've given out some sponsorship letters, and so far we've only heard back from one, and they are going to pay $700. So we
That's
have
great
that.
That.
We have like 5 vendors that have already paid like their fees to be. So we have like about $2,000 that's sitting there but. This $12,000 is what I'm looking at, and I know we're gonna sell water and stuff again then, and get some money that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think like we could. I don't know.
Well, let's talk about some of the things on here. So, the kids area. You guys, did you pay $500 last year?
No, we didn't. I put that there because I didn't know. Because
it was
free
in 2000.
Free.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So that's a placeholder in
yeah.
case we've got to pay for that. The other question, I had a question about the pig. So last 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I mean it was 2 years ago, you guys roasted the pig.
Yeah.
Came out pretty late. I don't remember what happened. Did you go around and give samples? Is that what happened to those that wanted some?
No, they didn't do any samples there. What we did was we there were people that went there to watch it and eat samples there, but Andy's concern was if we went out and gave people like free food, that it would take away
from the vendors.
The other vendors.
So at that point, it was cool. I mean, I didn't watch it 2 years ago, but 4 years ago, I went and watched him with the pig, and it was neat to watch it get prepared and get cooked. But that is kind of an expensive, just kind of cultural show and tell.
So that's something that we are thinking maybe we shouldn't do this year. Like, well, we wanted to see if we could just like roast the pig a different way and not like build the thing.
Not bury it.
Yeah. Because it costs a lot of money doing that. We're trying to cut costs on that.
Okay. Yeah, because that's an area where, I mean, it's cool, but a lot of people didn't, most people went there for the stage, right?
Yeah.
They bought food from the vendors, they sat and watched the stage, they didn't even know that over on the side there was a pig roasting.
Yeah.
I think the things that worked we need to do and accentuate, and the things that didn't work we probably need to modify.
Yeah.
So that might be an area too where we can cut a little bit of expenses.
Just so I can continue to break down like he's doing. The banners, I guess, with the new location, nothing can be reused, it sounds like.
Yeah.
New location, so that's all new last time.
What did we do for a raffle 2 years ago?
We bought some things to give out for a raffle, and then we also like had some vendors put some things in.
And then how did people get tickets? I don't remember. Just when they showed up or when they bought something?
Yeah, well, we gave like tickets to like, I don't know if it was like the first 100 people, we just gave them tickets, and then the rest were just like paid $1 to get
a raffle.
Yeah.
Okay. And was that a net money maker for you or not?
Not really.
Okay.
No.
Because I mean, I don't think people came because of the raffle, so that may be something where once again you might want to modify how that worked. Like we could do something where every time you buy something from a vendor, you get a raffle ticket, and that incentivizes people to patronize the vendors if we think that's beneficial.
Yeah.
But anyway, something to think about.
How to break this down? I'm just wondering how to do it. You've probably done it a few times in your head.
What's the, you've got $500 new this year for charity. What is that?
Yeah, so we've been kind of thinking about this. We didn't do a charity last time. And there's a kit that we want to help this year so that, so we're thinking like when we get sponsorship money or money that we make, we'll give like, you know, a percentage, like maybe 10-20% to this kid that he is battling cancer, and he lives in St. George, but his parents drive all the way here to Salt Lake every Wednesday for his treatment, and they are kind of close to our family, like we've known them since we were younger, and they're just dealing with all that, and they've had to all, like the parents and 8 of their kids all moved in with the parents just so that they could save money to have enough money for his treatment and travel out here. So we just thought maybe that would be something that we could help them with. And when we did give out sponsorship letters in 2015, Costco came back and said, hey, I don't think we can help. Unless you guys had some kind of a charity that maybe you guys were, then we could, you know, we could possibly help. So we're like, okay, that's, we could use, you know, the help that way too and help a kid out.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to the charity. And sounds like this kid is a worthy cause.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like when people do charity, they advertise the heck out of it. So they use the charity element to get people to come.
Mm-hmm.
So if we like don't mention it and just take some of the money and give it to this kid, that's one thing that probably would be less effective.
Yeah.
Probably better for us to say, hey, proceeds are going to help
And that's in the letter too, we have like a whole story for. And make it prominent,
put it on the banners, make sure it's part of the advertising, the flyers, whatever, that people see that so they can feel better about coming, and mention it when it's there. So people, you know, they'll know that proceeds from supporting the vendors, some of it, I don't know how that all works, but whatever it is, that some of that money goes to supporting this charity.
And then
the other thing is that there probably needs to be some type of a charitable thing set up for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't just take $500 cash and give it to the family afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
We have to probably have them create some type of a something structure that where we can give it to them and get some type of a receipt, so there's evidence that that this transaction all was above board.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't even know what that structure is, but I just know the situation where at the end we take some cash and give it to their family probably won't fly if it's a city-sponsored event.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm coming with this, and I know that we can't really afford it with what we have so far. And if the city's budget can't go over, like, the $3,500, even $4,500... I really don't think we can make this festival happen. So, I don't know. You guys can make the decision on whether we should cancel it, because it would save me a lot of time, because it's really stressful trying to plan this out. And I have my own business that I'm trying to, you know, take care of. So it takes up a lot of my time. So I really wouldn't mind if it was canceled. I don't know.
Okay. Well, just looking over the numbers and some of these best case scenarios that you mentioned.
Yeah.
You know, like if, you know, banners we do 500, I'm going to keep SDR out of there for a second. Best case scenario, we need the bathrooms, that's 660. You say best case scenario, if the guy with the taxes gets that fixed, best case scenario, 800. If indeed the person with the stage is going to do it for 2,000, then we're looking at right now a total of less than 4,000. And then I will put the South Davis rental. Do you guys mind me just thinking out loud here?
Mm-hmm.
And then if we did need to put all of the chairs and everything back in there, then we're at 66.60. And then I think all of these were somewhat revenue producing, so it's not like you needed support with these things, because you're planning to get revenue from those. I don't know if we need more business cards or letters or flyers or if that.
No, that's money we've already spent.
That's already gone. Okay, so that's not a total that I need to add in here. So right now I'm looking at less than 7,000 if we get all of those best case scenario things worked out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if all of those things can work out, it can come down quite a bit. And then the city's budget was the 3,500.
So that puts about 3,500 left, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you guys need to come up with. And you mentioned that you've already got. So the vendors that come in are paying. How much money are you generating from that? So the food sellers and the non-vendors, how much money did you make from those?
We, like I said, from the one sponsor that we have and about like five vendors that we have, we are about like $2,000 right now.
Have you always done 2 days? What if you just did Saturday?
Yeah, we did 2 days last time.
Yeah, I don't know what the reality is now, but when Pele approached us 4 years ago about this, is it your dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
What he said was the performers don't necessarily want to come for one performance. They'd rather come.
Oh, they come from far away.
Some of them do,
mm-hmm.
if they're going to get a couple performances in.
Yeah, we even have a vendor coming from California. So.
So it looks like with Camille's back of the envelope calculations, we're about $1,500 to $2,000 short.
$3,100, and if you have 200 banked so far, it's about 1,160 short. But again, that's if everything works out in the best case that presented here.
So I guess my thought is, I mean, it's a fun event. It's a it's a ton of work.
Yeah.
You're talking to people who understand what it's like to put on big events.
Yeah.
And how much work is involved.
Yeah.
So I don't want you to feel like now you have to do this if you're thinking this is too much work for me. Because we're not making you do it.
Yeah.
We like it.
Yeah.
You know, the way this thing worked is that Pele initially came and said, hey, I want to do this. We've been doing it in Beaver. So we tried it. We didn't love it.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 years later, Andy came back and said, hey, we want to do it now, and I think we can make it work better. And he hit a home run. It was awesome. We loved it.
Yeah.
And so now here we are again. We've had one that was great, one that was not so great. Mm-hmm. But obviously we're not doing it for you. It's a ton of work.
Yeah.
So if you guys are having second thoughts, then
yeah.
we're not going to make you do it. We haven't entered into a point of no return.
Yeah.
But if you want to do it, we want to support you.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we can support you is we can help coordinate some of the things for you,
yeah.
and we can contribute $3,500 towards that,
mm-hmm.
towards that objective. But ultimately, it's you and your family that needs to decide if this is something that you want to pursue or not.
Okay.
And probably sooner rather than later, because if you're not going to do it, we want to make sure that we take that $3,500 and find other events that we
yeah.
can support
okay.
with it.
Yeah.
I hope you realize we're supporting you. We love the event. We love you guys. We think it'd be great, but we don't want to make you do it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just gonna go over this with the other two, and just see what we really want to do, and kind of like go through every single thing and see what we can save money on, and then come back and see what we have. Next time.
And whatever the answer is, we will still like you guys
yeah.
and we'll still
yeah,
think
yeah.
you're great.
Okay.
And it will not mean that next time, if you decide this year it's not going to work, and next year, like all of a sudden the dream team coalesces again and you're feeling like you can do it again and you come back to us, we won't say, sorry, we've written that off. We'll probably,
yeah.
I won't be with the group necessarily, but they'll likely say, let's give another try and
yeah.
we'll start the plan again.
Okay. Sounds good.
Get on down and buy some more mango cake.
And that watermelon drink I had the one year was fantastic.
Oh.
That was really good.
Now you're kind of like salad. Now we're just kind of... Thank you, man.
Thank you for all that work.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Just hope for the best of all scenarios, if that's what you choose to do. We'll see you up at the golf course or one of the.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks for running to get everything we needed tonight.
Yeah.
Cheryl didn't happen to give me a couple checks, did she?
Did a couple what?
Checks. Reimbursement checks.
Well, they weren't in the box.
That's okay, because Taylor's not here anyway. One of them was.
She. I don't think she's going to do a check run until tomorrow.
Thursday. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
She said tomorrow at noon. Cut
that's
off.
Just fine. I just wanted to give a second to talk about something.
Thanks.
Well then.
Yeah.
Just fine. Give a moment to change gears here.
Yeah.
I think she appreciates it being told that she didn't have to do it.
It's a ton of work.
She's having a. I think she's done a lot of pressure.
Speaking of which, you're next.
Yes, I know. And so what was the number that I gave you?
You gave me 75 about a week ago.
Okay.
Take it ready to cheer.
107.
Oh! Woo!
I am in total panic mode because now, so I actually thought I was probably like way over ordering on the participant medals. But at this point now, I'm thinking, well, I think I'll be fine.
How many do you have?
I did 300. It's like, cause it was one of those things is, you know, yes, I know that it has the year on them and everything, but I also don't want people who, it's really important for these people to get the participant medal
yeah. mm-hmm.
to not get one because we've run out.
Right.
Yeah.
So I figured...
And we all get one.
So I was doing things kind of based on like a 250, 300 number range. We ordered with everything that went back and forth on shirts. The thing with shirts is because not everybody is is buying shirts, because with the family group, you either have an option not to, which a lot of folks had actually opted not to. And I kind of tried to, you know, like run the algorithm to kind of make sure. So we've got 178 runner shirts coming, and right now we have 74 runner shirts being ordered. So I think we're in that right range. I think we'll be fine.
Great.
And then we did 40 of the volunteer shirts. So I was actually thinking that, well, there's a color difference, but I mean, depending on how many with the numbers, if it does end up overlapping, I think I might take some of the volunteer shirts and give them to the runners.
It doesn't say volunteer runner or anything like that?
No, it doesn't.
Perfect.
It's just a different color.
Perfect.
And we, all of us, can wear our other shirts now, so that's
mm-hmm.
a whole bunch of volunteer
right,
shirts.
Right.
No, my family's going to run this year, first time, and they were asking me questions that I had no idea.
Okay.
One of them is, so if they're running as a family, do they fill out a registration form for each person that will be in that family to run?
No, when you go in and you log in and you set the, you'll have like a team captain's.
They came in and got paper.
Oh, they did paper?
Yes.
Okay, so if they did paper, then the easy way for that is to just write on the top of it whatever team name that they want to use.
Okay.
Then each individual will need one of those, because we still need all that information from each individual.
Okay, but just put their name, Steve
right,
family
right.
type thing.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Other questions?
No,
well,
if I can.
Yeah, go ahead.
If I can ask real quick, I have to run
no,
to another
no.
meeting. What time, where do you want the YCC to meet? I told them at 6,
right.
but...
Right. If they can meet at the start-finish line, and then that way, do you know how many there are going to be?
I had a lot that weren't there tonight.
Okay.
They're texting in right now their sizes
yes,
of shirts. I will email you sizes
right.
and stuff.
Okay.
I've never been to a 5K, and I hate to say it, but because I usually work, but I took this one off.
Okay.
Where is the start-finish line?
Oh, it's at
Legacy Park. Okay.
Yeah,
it's the big
so
pavilion.
Yeah.
Okay,
so like,
and where's the water station going to be?
It's at,
by
it's
on by my house. So you know where
Alton
I live. Go around the corner to Alton. So
I know where Alton.
I'm on the Dimple.
Yeah,
just come here to Fox Hollow, right here on this corner of Alton.
Yeah,
is where it is.
Okay. I know we had confusion last year, so I want to clarify. Usually, we've set out a table and a garbage can for you. Are you still going to want that, or are you planning to bring?
Nope, we will want that.
Okay. Now, one suggestion for the garbage can is to put a little bit further down the street
yeah.
because everybody just threw their garbage into the residence garbage
can. I've done water stations myself before.
Yeah, I know.
So
it's fun. Yeah, I think we had talked about that at one point. It's like, okay, you hold it this
here,
place so that you, yeah.
Dump this way.
Yeah, because, you know, and you're trying to grab it and they've got their whole hand on
yeah.
the cup and you can't get the cup. And
I always just stick my finger in it
yeah.
and clamp it from above.
Like 7 of them right here.
And then
yeah.
you only have to do 2 waters the entire time.
Because nobody will take your water. That's true.
We have some water coolers. I think last time they just filled them up at Matt's house.
Is that still going to be an option?
Of course. Yeah.
My
agua is your wagua.
Our new mayor, if you would let him know tonight that he's in charge of filling the water jugs.
Okay, I'll let him know.
For all those that don't know, Matt's sons are new youth mayor.
New youth
so.
Mayor.
Oh, that's exciting.
Hey, James, your kickoff tonight sounds pretty exciting with your YCC group.
Try.
Yeah,
we tried. So,
sound,
but
yeah.
Hate to run, but thanks, guys.
Thanks, James.
Thank you. And yeah, we'll be in touch.
Okay. Yeah, I'll send you an email tonight.
Mm, thank you.
What else do we need?
The cash box is coming.
Because
you asked me to ask that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not a problem. Did you ask me anything else?
Yeah, the second year that we did the Three Kings, Bruce, I had him do the water station at the top of the Second King.
And it was
I told him, I said, just go up Lacey, and you just keep going until it ends. Well, everyone that lives on the hill, they cut off right to get up to Gary, and they don't go all the way, loop back around to the very top, of which actually is the top. And so he set up at that little cutoff that all the people that drive do.
Mm-hmm.
And I got done, I'm like, how'd it go? He's like, I didn't see a single rider.
Oh.
Well, that should have told you something, Bruce.
Darn it.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
then, yeah, because if we, yeah, because, you know, and a lot of people think that it's really nice because the trash can is right next to the table, and
that's not useful.
No, because you're trying...
They're not going to sit and drink and then...
Right,
well,
oh,
yeah,
I do.
So, well,
oh, do
some people will drink while they're running, and then
the
if they pass the can, then they just are going to throw it in the yard anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a little bit further down, it'll give them a little more incentive to actually try and hit
it.
The can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Versus just tossing it. And then it also kind of clears up the whole flow of the water station. And the reason that I'm thinking so much more about it this year is because, like, last year we had a lot of people. And there's going to be a lot of people again this year. So that water station is probably going to be pretty popular. And it's also supposed to be
hot.
About 100 degrees.
Yeah.
Well, it won't be that
morning,
hot early.
In the morning, it'll be about
90.
It'll start to warm up
when the sun, right.
When the race is
right.
Finishing.
Right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's the days are not, the nights are not cooling off either. So it will be warm. So people that wouldn't normally stop, they may be stopping.
Yeah.
So that's just a thing about, and then, you know, the kids that are the, however many he has, then we can spread them out. They don't all have to stand at the table. If they spread them out, that also gives more people options. So that was the water table. So the Mountain America last year provided waters, and they kind of made the indication that they were going to do that again this year, but I haven't gotten a solid confirmation back from them. So we may end up having to
buy waters.
For the pre-race, post-race stuff, not for the
yeah.
water station stuff.
Waters are cheap, though.
Yeah, water's
yeah.
cheap.
Yeah.
Like there's like
yeah.
three cases in the kitchen right there,
mm-hmm.
I just saw.
But yeah.
Take those.
Yeah, just kind of throwing that out there so that.
I'll have to carry one of the cases too. My car.
I think those might even be NSL Reed's water.
They probably are. I had water for like 10 years.
That's right.
I already have the raffle certificates from Eaglewood Golf Course. He was nice enough to do that. We've got the confirmation from the North Salt Lake Bible Church that they're doing the post-race. Everything's
mm-hmm.
all arranged with that. Thank you, Lori.
No problem.
And then I did get the confirm back from Glenn at Wasatch Running that everything's ready to be picked up. And I sent him back because it's like, well, which location do I need to come to? I'm presuming it's Centerville. Is that where you
are? That's where I've gone.
Okay.
Past is the Centerville.
Okay. Because I presumed that, but I didn't want to go there and then have to go to the other end. And then we have Jerry Siders doing the pace car and the $500 again. So,
are they doing the big checks again?
I was trying to find out from them. I'm going to have to call and do a face-to-face on the phone with them because, like I said, they're just not emailing back and forth on that. So that was my understanding was that they were doing the same thing that they did last year.
If they waffle at all, I'd encourage them not to because it... puts Wasatch Running in a less ideal position, even though they're the bigger sponsor.
Right. Mm-hmm. They may be doing, I mean, if they want to do...
Because Wasatch Running does what?
Wasatch Running just gives us gift certificates for all the prizes,
mm-hmm.
and they donate a ton of money. And then Jerry Siner shows up with their $500 donation and these giant checks, and they get all the accolades.
All the photo ops.
Yeah. Even though Wasatch Running is definitely the bigger sponsor.
Mm. So if they don't provide the checks, no big deal. Is that right? We don't need to?
No. I mean, they used to just give
money,
us the $500 and we used it to fund the race.
Yeah.
But now they wanted to give it to
Well, they made the checks.
The prizes.
They made the checks for the Three Kings last year because they wanted to do a better job with the photo ops of the Three Kings. And even as I was doing them, I was like, this is our last year. But I didn't want to discourage them. So... then that's why they reused them again for the run.
Yeah, and it's all fine. And we may attract faster runners because the runners last year got like $250
yeah.
for winning. I mean, it was a crazy amount of money for a 5K, little family fun run. It was a lot of money, and that meant the $500 we usually had to fund the race went to runners, which, you know, it is what it is. It just, it wasn't ideal.
Yeah, I'll try to discourage that and see if I can. And then we could just use the 500 to do that. What the year we did water packs for the top 1-2-3s, that was great.
Yeah, that was really cool. So that was the Alpine Cleaners who did that.
Mm-hmm.
And did Alpine Cleaners, did they do anything this year?
We I didn't have time.
We don't hear from them anymore.
Oh, okay.
No.
They're not pursuing us anymore.
Well, we ran into them down at the Utah League of Cities and Towns convention March, and they, both to James and me, said, hey, we want to be involved, what's coming up, we should do something for the 5K. So anyway, they did reach out to us. It was just a number of months ago. It's probably too late
mm-hmm.
at this point to coordinate.
So, yes, then back to a couple different numbers. So then shirts we did, flags we did last time, Dave's doing the music. 300 finisher medals, you said you had some leftovers, but I went ahead and bought more of the ribbons and the pinwheels and everything.
Oh, good, because there's not enough pinwheels. There's some.
So, and then how many kids did we have last year, Dana? I keep asking because we were here the year before, but then we missed last year. So
we had 40.
Okay, so we'll have enough because I don't want those kids together.
Yeah.
So 300 of the finisher medals, and then I did for the top female 1-2-3 and the top male 1-2-3, I got a similar amount. A medal that says for second, third.
Nice.
Oh.
So I thought that would be something nice for them, not really realizing that they were also getting such huge amounts of cash.
Well, the second and third don't get that much.
I can't remember.
My granddaughter was third, and she got a little.
Anything.
Yeah, maybe
so that
a little.
Was the other thing that happened was Wasatch Running last year only did first and second, which left us with nothing for third. So I scrambled. I begged Jerry Signer. They said, no, we want big checks. So I went to Neighbor Market, and they gave us little coupons, and that ended up being third place. It wasn't super exciting compared to the people who got $250, but, you know, they got something.
Yeah.
And then the Wasatch Running is doing the age group awards, the cards, the gift cards.
Are they doing first, second, and third this year, or just first and second?
I
hope he does third, because that is what makes it really fun. And the second, and third in the age groups, they don't get a ton of money. It's just like $15 or $20.
Yeah.
It's not huge.
I think it should be the top 50, and that means I might have a chance to place. Maybe if I train, you can get the top 50.
And no riding your bike. That doesn't
I walked with Conrad last year. It was delightful.
That's nice.
So, and they're doing the bibs and the bags and everything. So I think we're really pretty close to actually bringing it all together. Like I said, I know that we're in the last week, and I'm just like,
What
kind of mode are you in?
Oh. Panic mode. For those on the record, she said panic mode.
No, I don't panic. I stay calm. I bring it all back. So, and because I don't know what size bags Wasatch Running is getting, I kind of was holding off a little bit on the stuffers for that.
In the past,
Right. Mm-hmm. I was presuming that they'd be the same, so I just wanted to kind of, because getting the fillers for that.
When do you want to stuff those?
I was thinking Thursday. And
did you see that email?
Yes, I did, and I responded back to you, and I said Thursday.
So
she wants to drop them on Friday, but they're closed. You guys are closed Friday.
Oh, yeah. So I'll respond to her that she has to have them back by on Thursday at what time, or they don't get in the bag.
What time do you close Thursday?
5:30.
5:30.
So I'd say
Thursday
5.
Thursday by
4.
4. There
by
we go.
4.
Even better.
Yeah. No, yeah, go 4. By 4 on Thursday.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
And I'll tell the same thing to the Bible Church.
Right.
And the Bible Church also wanted to know when they have to have their 3 free folks by. Could they do that morning of, or will that freak you out?
They can do that morning of.
Yeah.
That part of it, I'm not worried about. The registration side of it, I'm not
Do you have enough volunteers? Do you remember?
You had a list of 7 or 8, correct? Was that you who sent me that list? Okay. Somebody had emailed me.
No, but the city employees will be there.
Okay. About how many?
Me and Stacy and Janice.
Ken comes.
Ken.
Paul's
Paul,
usually there.
David.
And then the city council's usually
TJ.
There, so you usually have
TJ.
Brian and Linda are there, and I'll be there.
I'll
James
be
is going to be there.
We're up to about 10.
And Stan usually comes.
And then haven't we, in the past, we've had the mayor do the announcement.
Oh, yeah, the mayor's always there.
Yeah, he usually does the raffle.
Mm-hmm.
And
the
announcement
of winners.
And you needed
good.
Me to run, right?
Yes, I need you to
I'm
run.
Okay.
Yes, you need to.
Is everybody on the right path?
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm going to walk. I'll do the rear. I'll just... encourage everybody. But I am going to walk this year, so we'll see.
Great. Awesome.
That's just because the granddaughter doesn't want to run. I said, well, let's walk then.
Oh, yeah. Running with a kid is the best excuse in a 5K.
It is.
Oh, I have seen some kids that have just left the parents.
Yeah, but their last
name
wasn't Jensen, I promise
but that's
you.
That's okay.
But, yeah. So, like I said, I mean, I'm feeling much better now. Thank you, everybody. Demetrio said that he was going to need about 7 people at the finish. I'm presuming that with this number, to help
yeah,
with him
be
with
there.
The finish line and everything like that.
Yeah, because registration people can move
right.
over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the registration folks, we've had enough of them who've done it year after year that they'll be good. If we can get the folks who are volunteering to do that, if they get 5 o'clock is when, right, is what we normally do, right? 5 o'clock. Is normally when
5 a.m. to come.
Right, to get there so that we can get everything kind of set up so that when 6 o'clock registration opens, things are at least almost completely done.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully they're done, but if not, then that's not a big deal. And like I said, it's going to be hot, so it may reduce some of the day of registrations. But with us already being at...
107.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we thought that last year, too. We got bombarded.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So David had some notes from a staff meeting today regarding the registration. I guess that we needed more signs to show pre-registration versus those who need to register.
Okay.
And then put those up higher so people can actually see them. So I guess they were on the table before, but everybody stood in front of them and
right.
didn't see the
right.
signs.
Right, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And then
right
yeah.
on the top of the podium.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can get more clipboards and pens. So people that are waiting in line to register, they can do the paperwork before they get up to the table.
Are you going to put out the table out front that people can register on as well?
Well, that's what they are supposed to do.
Yeah, because we brought down like 3 tables last year.
Yeah, I don't know how many Nola wants, but one of them in the past
at least
put
that
right
we've
out by the
more.
Registration table, and that's where we put the forms so people can fill them out right on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With
so
a
we could.
That was crazy last year.
Yeah. And then I think
I've done a few of these. That was the craziest,
for sure.
So and I mean I hate to have that we would have to do this, but I think like thinking back through the whole thing of it, I think if we hit 300, I think we have to start turning people away.
I think you could just
turn people away. Can't we just tell people that after 300, there's we love you and we're glad we're here, but.
Well, the issue is that the people, the 301 person won't necessarily be the last person to cross the finish line.
Yeah,
right.
But I think it's still okay. If I come into a finish line 350th and I don't get a participation medal,
well,
I usually...
became a problem.
Right, that's...
The, do you remember
yeah,
how upset people were so upset over the bibs? Because there were people there that this was serious business.
This was there.
This was not a fun run for them.
Yeah.
And them not getting bibs, oh man, that was bad.
Yeah, last year was chaos.
Who would have
pandemonium.
Thought?
So you have 300 bibs?
Dogs and cats living together.
No,
I might get
let's see.
Just because the bibs were such a nightmare.
I love that guy.
The finisher ribbon, whatever, but if we don't have a bib for people, that creates chaos. And I think Wasatch is super excited to give as many bibs as we want.
Right. And then if we have huge amount of ethics and rules.
Well, yeah, can't you just give them back
wrath
if you have...
God type
he'll
stuff,
give
yeah,
as many as we want.
Okay.
Tell him about
just
the
get 1,000.
Tell him about the
No, if, and Demetrio oh, okay, did say that if the numbers are higher, so I'm thinking if we do hit it, like the 200 mark, he may end up charging us more than he did last year. And he's been very great about keeping it at 750, which is really cheap.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cheap. Mm.
He's
so
great.
And
he does a really good job.
And I can feel for him that, you know, if he's going to be having to do that many more people, that yes, I think upping it shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
Oh, David wanted me to ask where you they want the PA system set up.
Do we have one?
He's bringing
one. He's bringing one.
Oh,
apparently he has
it's in his office. And I saw it. I'm like, I never,
you never
noticed
it.
And but when I went in, I'm like, oh, it's right there. As I walked over it a few times. Didn't know what
well,
it was.
So if I
last year we put it in the pavilion on the.
I thought it was on the east
side
of the pavilion,
side, yeah,
next to the block
yeah,
wall.
Because
yeah,
then everybody can sit on the tables during the presentation, and everybody's really happy and cool in the pavilion.
Bring mosquitoes.
Are there mosquitoes this year?
There are always mosquitoes.
You just have the fog truck show up and fog
yeah,
everyone.
Fog
yeah,
everyone.
Just breathe that in.
Yes.
So,
right,
do you
so
need any help before the
yeah,
race?
Yeah,
what do you need between now and the race?
Yeah.
Give us
yeah,
all something to do.
Actually, why don't we... So just for the folks who are here... If you want to just stick your name on in any one of the spots, it doesn't matter. And then I can kind of, then I will work from there.
Do you want
on the volunteer
in any
stage
particular
zone
place?
Wherever you feel like is going to be best for you. Because I think if you're, what you're most comfortable with is going to be the thing that you're going to be best at.
I'm going to ask Andrea and Amy again. Do you know those two?
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah. So.
I'll just do whatever you want.
Okay. Just put your name at the top and say any and everywhere.
Everywhere.
So, registrations, course, please. Has anybody, well, because Demetrio, he said that he went through and he painted a 1 and a 2 at the 1 and 2 mile mark, 2 mile marks on the pavement. And when he said that, it was like, no, if it was okay for him to paint on the ground like that.
I think it's fine, isn't
but
it?
You
well,
just
I
just
off
do it. Do not ask permission.
Do
just
not
do
ask
it.
And he did.
Yeah.
He actually already did it.
Perfect.
He sent me the email that he did it, and it was like, oh, I wonder if it's okay that he did that. But
there
he
are
did
he's already done it?
Yes.
There are
it
certain
got
things
covered
that,
over.
Oh, because they just repaced.
Oh, yeah.
Refinished it.
Yeah, he'll need to do it again.
I'd take that. No.
So, no,
we,
it didn't matter.
We went up you. But it's going to be a beautiful new surface for people to run on.
Okay. I will let him know. That was kind of an
accident.
So, however many then kids James ends up with, I wasn't going to put more than... like maybe 5 or 6 people at the water stop, the kids. And then I do actually want an adult at the water stop. So the one
is
gal.
Is James not, oh, James, did he say he was running?
He said he took the day off.
I think he was going to come. I don't know
yes
if he's going to run it, though. And
right,
even if he decides to run it, his wife might be happy to be at the water
yeah
station.
Right,
grown
yeah
up over there is a guy.
Right,
because
I thought
he was
kind of, well, it's not necessarily so much the fingers out of the cups. The kids can get distracted. I mean, even adults get distracted when you're doing something like that. So I wanted to make sure we had one adult at the water stop as well. Because I've never even paid attention to who was there, if there was an adult there or if there were kids there.
Yes,
so
a lot of people. It's out of sight.
Yeah.
Stacy's got something.
One year for a 5K.
Huh?
I don't think it was this 5K. Maybe it was just another one in the neighborhood. I had my kids get Matt Jensen for City Council signs and cowbells and stood along the course cheering people on. You can say that in case anyone at the table is running for City Council.
We do need more people. Like, the people who are hanging out at the finish line should be cheering.
Yeah,
we have a lot of people just standing there and not cheering.
Well, they're not. They were.
I tried to encourage everyone.
Well, they're waiting for their person to come in, and then once their person comes in,
it's a lot of volunteers too because they're not doing anything. Those
yes.
are the people I was encouraging to cheer. Not
okay.
any, I don't
yeah.
care if anyone else does.
Okay, that's an easy fix.
Yeah.
Need involuntary cheering.
Yeah.
No.
You must. Do you want to sign up
yes.
on this or just
if
as a
you're,
volunteer?
If you're
yes.
to get there.
And
to stand there.
Right. And it's, like I said, I mean, it's particularly important for the people that are, this is their first run. They're
just starting out.
Right.
To be a little hand-held, maybe a little chess.
Yes.
So that, they went through my neighborhood, and I don't think you should do this year, but I would,
enjoy this.
On the views I haven't gone, I would come out in front of my house and just cheer, because there's
yeah.
really only like a 25-minute window that they're going to
yeah.
die.
Yes.
We could do little flyers the night before that said, hey, runners are going to be coming by your house tomorrow between 7:30 and 8.
Come out
or
just put all the doors
late.
Along the track.
Yes.
Or
that's a really good idea.
Or
that's
if
a really
we,
good idea.
We could, or we could even just put some on Facebook. The Facebook group in Foxborough is really active.
Oh, that's
and if we had a map
we
that
do.
Showed where it's going to be, you could post it on there and have the time and tell people, come and be a part of the 5K, and if you don't want
to
run, go out on your front of your porch with your kids and cheer people on as they run past.
You've
that's
got
a
the
great
map.
Idea.
You've got the map. Can you, Matt, can you set that up on the page?
Yeah, if you post it and link it to me or share it with me, then I will get it on the Facebook page in Foxborough. It's crazy. Foxborough page is a thing to behold, especially
yes.
when they're mad.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Oh, yeah.
And we could do that even this year. So
yeah,
that's a great idea.
Yeah, it's Demetrio sent it to me again this year. I think he does that every year just to make sure that I really know what the route is. But no.
So you have
a
map?
Yeah.
Because I have the map too.
Oh, yeah.
The
map.
Do you want me to do that? And you just don't have to have that assignment.
I'm going to send it to Matt.
I just know if nobody has the map, I can send it to somebody that can post it.
Matt, you got it.
So actually, if you
want,
no, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If
you
I'll do whatever
you
want.
Well, no, it's I'll post it on there, and then the more people that share it or comment or like
okay.
it, then it just helps get spread around.
Right. Yeah, because I know that what's going to happen is I'm going to go home, and then work is going to.
Yeah. Okay. How are you doing there?
Thoughts on things that I may have missed.
Do you have raffle prizes?
I have coupons and things like that from Wasatch Running that they're giving. So,
And one more gift in that box. Or one more prize.
I could probably bring some. Are we doing a 1K
yeah,
for kids?
It's a year
yes.
old. It expired.
So I do, I'm doing, because we were doing pinwheels, I kind of thought that stay in that same theme for pinwheels.
I could probably bring a bunch of Kids Eat Free coupons for Dickies,
okay.
if
that
you want.
That would be great.
In fact, I could maybe even arrange to have them here on Thursday. You need them here on Thursday? Or cause they won't go in the regular bags, right?
No, they won't go in the regular bags, but I was trying to make sure that I had everything so that I could get the overview before.
Okay.
Right.
If I can remember to mention it to my wife, it'll happen.
Okay.
So I'll try
so
to make sure
in
that
the
happens.
Goodie bags?
No.
To, for the kids, the 1K.
Oh, for the 1K, oh, that would be fun.
Valid for 2 years. $50. Why didn't I get the hookah discount?
Do you need more raffle prizes? I usually just go to Costco and pick some up. Do you need me to do that?
Because we don't have Costco.
Yeah.
I wonder if Hokulea gives away stuff. You guys had the Hokulea snow shaved ice? It's pretty awesome.
The new one? The new place?
Yeah.
Bahama
I
Breeze.
Think it's called, what's that?
Bahama Bucks.
Oh, I guess that's the one in our city is Bahama Bucks, right? We probably support that one. Because just up the street is the Hokulea.
Oh, that's right, on 2600.
We call it one Hokulea in our family. But it's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
but
we were there the other night. It was really fun.
In fact, it's kind of a shame because that Club Soda went in there and it's already gone out of business, but in the parking lot is the one Hokulea and it's the parking lot's packed with people every night.
That's the one
night. Kind of around the corner, just
yeah.
down from Nielsen's.
Okay, right next door to Nielsen's.
Oh, okay. Oh, Oh, right.
But Bahama Bucks probably, since now that's in our city, we probably should go see if they've got some donations. But they'd love to be part of that.
Some coupons.
Yeah.
Yeah, this doesn't still think it makes sense, but it makes sense to me.
How many raffle prizes do you want to pick up? How many do you have?
Like, varying value?
You have 15?
No.
I should get 15.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get 15.
Like, varying values. Like, some that are just, you know, smaller, up to, you just don't get to.
I'll just get some gift cards and...
No flat screen TVs this year.
No flat screen TVs.
Yes, no.
That was too much last year.
But people loved it.
People loved it.
Flat screen TV. did you
well,
get
I
a flat...
Know,
oh,
I
was going to say, I don't remember that.
No, we give out little like $10 gift cards.
Okay. Okay. That sounds...
How long is the street closed? When do you open it?
After the runners go by.
You just track them.
Yeah.
So there's,
open
well,
kind
usually
of the whole time.
Yeah.
You probably end up with a couple runners who will be about an hour.
That is not our
first.
They did
well,
that.
For
they
not
should
for
replace
them. Walking. Yeah, it's going to be about an hour.
Yeah.
So.
But the streets aren't actually closed. It's
right.
Just signs posted out that says caution runners on road.
And then when the big mass of runners come at you in your car,
but there's the police always follow even the last runner. There's always somebody bringing up the rear.
And isn't there police out in the front as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if we want the people to come out and cheer, we should do lights and sirens. Wake them up.
There you go.
That's a great idea. I wouldn't hate that.
The problem would be the runners. If you're the lead runner and you're behind that thing
minutes.
The whole time,
yeah, that would be distracting.
17
yeah,
minutes pain.
Is it on the
top guys?
Well?
16
or
so.
Yeah. Fast runners.
No. On the contest ones. Those ones over there.
So I think I think I'm good then. So unless anybody has any questions of me.
So
you Matt, you'll talk to the mayor and make sure that he's definitely coming, right?
I will text him right now.
So all you need from me is to buy 15 raffle prizes and to show up on Saturday morning at 5.
Correct.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay. What else do you need? Sorry, I'm transitioning over to...
No, that's good. I think we're good.
Get your running shoes
if
on.
If anybody thinks of anything, then just email me.
What other shirts do you have to hand out tonight, Sally?
So these are not special shirts, just for the NSLY, because we all got one. Whoever's involved with the 3rd of July, and...
So that's what we're going to be wearing?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I guess they are special.
Yeah.
These
it's
are the special shirts for the
NSLY. Yeah, who's going to buy it if you're not saying they're special?
Does anybody need a pass, parking pass, to go to the 3rd of July? You'll actually get to park in the Eaglewood parking lot with this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, there's just one.
Do I give this back to you, or is that just...
You probably
you're
done.
Fast
to
park, slow to
home.
Exit
yeah.
If you park up there.
No.
Okay, good to know. Maybe
and
it's not like that.
Probably the same with you. Okay.
Please sit over.
Yeah. Well, I would too.
It's slow to exit everywhere, actually.
I live
far
enough
so
away.
Long.
It's
you.
Not so boomy, but I still get to see.
Well, I have a good exit
so
plan, but I'm not going to share.
You guys should walk down. We're doing it totally different this year. Talk about panic mode.
Yeah, you stay till 1 o'clock in the morning and there's no traffic.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
After you clean up.
Yeah.
I think in the past I should.
Okay, ready to change gears again? This is very fun to hear about.
My first entrance.
Yay.
Yay.
Oh, that's very exciting. You can take a picture. That's a beautiful package.
Look how cute.
That's the
yeah.
First. That's for writing?
Yep.
How
yay.
Awesome.
Yay. No, take a picture. Somebody take a picture.
Your phone. In the meeting. That's great. Okay, make an official photo op of the first entry for the North Salt Lake Reads contest, writing contest. take it away on number 5, Lori. And if anybody else wants to affix stickers to posters, that you could, your hands could be busy while you listen to Lori. Okay.
I don't really have anything. Sally, would you mind hanging up those contest posters at City Hall?
Sure.
There's 4 of them. Is that enough?
Is it in the, yeah. I do 2 upstairs.
Where did we get the stickers?
And Matt, would you mind putting some posters up, taking them to the
refineries?
Refineries.
I don't mind.
How many do you need?
How about 6?
6. Okay, I'll grab 6 for you.
Where do these go? They go on the chevron.
Oh, I see.
The chevron.
I can do some.
Just did not have that time that
and
day to say, hey, it's your fault.
No,
look,
can I
how
put,
do we fix it? This is their solution. For
contest
posters
in the goodie bags.
Yes.
Okay. How many
do you
need? How many are you making?
300.
So far I've gotten 0 done.
Because of the... Okay, now if this is distracting you, let's let us know. But.
No, I'm done.
So I have... I've got... no, I've got NSL Read stuff too.
Okay.
So didn't we get a check from Zion's?
Oh, we got, so you came in, you're like, hey, we got this check for $700.
Yeah.
It must be the one, and I said, that's weird, because I only asked for 500. And then we got a check for 500, so I don't understand.
So then I went to Janice and said, I think they, like, I'm pretty sure, like, last month I got a check, and she went through and said, like, well, I don't have any record of a check.
I said,
well, guys, I guess go ahead and submit it.
I don't know what the first check was for, because the second one said NSL Reads.
Yeah,
it was for us.
Totally
I don't
weird.
Know what the first check was for.
I don't know. Maybe it was for the Matt Jensen Retirement Fund, and I just put it in the city on accident.
Okay.
There isn't one. I'm just joking.
You're so generous. Oh, yeah.
Just
sorry,
joking, future listeners. Yeah, so anyway, I guess we're going to cash them both. I don't know. I told Janice, I call them and make sure that they're serious about this, but... I mean, we'll take all the money they want to give us.
Okay.
But she couldn't verify. She couldn't show me. And I know that we talked about it. I thought I showed you the check.
I have the
and gave you the receipt.
From the first one. I have the receipt from the second one.
Craziness. I'm giving
but
up on that one.
But I can bring that one in. In fact, I can go grab that right now while I grab you some posters.
Okay.
Pretty sure it's in my car.
Okay. Oh, it's on the back.
That's it for me.
Figured it out. Thanks.
Real exciting. Really good. Hey, let's just wrap up with some chair notes. I'll go back to the Steve... Taylor Camille thing, really nothing tonight because, well, Steve might be in the hospital. Would you mind if we attended the 7-11 meeting to wrap up the weekend? And
we will just keep doing
third time's a charm.
You're welcome to come as long as you want.
I inserted myself tonight. Thank you so much for letting me, you know, anyway, do what I needed to do on Tuesdays. But yeah, I'd like to get those guys here. And we're waiting for Taylor's and my replacements. Councilman Hoods and Porter are both working on that, but they haven't confirmed anybody yet. But Steve's replacement's looking pretty, so that's good that Lisa's here.
So just, you probably know this, but we checked the bylaws, and you are in charge of replacing the chair.
What?
You can either...
Oh, I get to pick the new chair?
You can either select a person yourself, or you can propose it to the group and
let
them
exactly
vote.
That's exactly how
okay.
it went down.
I did. Last time, I just picked... Okay.
Just by the way, I'll thank you today as well as on 7-Eleven. Can I
get some of the stickers?
Oh, done great.
Tell the skid at the end here, but...
I can take some more.
Got
no, I've got, well, I've got some of those too, but...
that's really...
We can all get out.
I did have a little bit prepared if those other two were here, but I'd love to put that off. Sally or John, did you get my picture of the sprinkler at Hatch Park? Did you
no.
get that?
When did you mail it?
I sent it to you last night. I said this
oh.
is for John. I'll send it to you again. It's actually just down by the bleachers on the northeast side of Hatch with the baseball diamond. There's just one that's going wonky, but I think I've got your cell phone. I'll just text it to you. That's my big finish.
I think I've got some sprinklers that aren't working in my yard if you want to come check those out later.
So
yes, is there anything else?
So I am starting a Facebook group or a blog called Living in NSL. And it is about highlighting areas in the city to visit. So I do this in my house. Every 4 times a year we create these what I call fun lists. And they're like bucket lists, but I think that sounds so morbid. So we call them fun lists. And it's just a list of things that we get done in the summer. Like we want to swim, we want to eat snow cones, we want to do this. So I've made this list of 20 places to go in North Salt Lake, and mostly it's the parks for the summer. And then I want to just go and post it on Facebook and hashtag and have other people go and hashtag and then do one in the fall and say this is 20 things to do in the fall in North Salt Lake. So I would love to put like that picture you just took there. I mean, I have it ready to go, but I'm also running for city council, and I was waiting to announce that because I didn't want to seem so disingenuous when I said I'm also doing this other thing. So just so you know.
Oh, did everyone here know that she was running for city council already?
I had heard.
Okay.
And then I saw a picture.
He's on Twitter.
I'm excited.
Is this meeting over yet?
Yes.
No, it's not over. I have one more thing.
Sorry, that's all. I'm done.
So I heard from the Davis Symphony Celebration Symphony.
Okay.
I don't actually know their name, but it's a lot. Let's just say it's a long name. They reached out to me about playing a concert in June. I said, well, we'd really like to have you come in August. And it took them a couple of weeks, and they finally got back and said, we're taking August off, so we're not interested. So it now occurs to me at the end of June that we really need to get our fall concerts lined up. So I'm going to talk to the lady in my ward that was interested in kind of taking that over,
yeah,
and tell her that we've already got September and November and December lined up, but we need someone for August and October. Hopefully we can get that arranged soon so we can get posters put together with the entire series. But that was my responsibility, and it just occurred to me like yesterday that means I really need to start doing something about it. So I just wanted to mention it here because now that I've mentioned it, there might be some increased accountability.
I have a suggestion for your neighbor. This Spotlight Theater, which is a children's theater, and they're not in North Salt Lake, but they're the ones that do the Foxborough show.
Yeah.
They're doing a show in August.
Okay.
And I think they might be interested in bringing their cast to do like a, you know, three of the
That's
songs.
That's actually a really fun idea.
And have them just do the song. They're doing Annie. Just have them do the Annie songs and have that be the August event.
I'm like, why aren't they coming this year?
What
we
spot?
Have a history.
If we ended up having...
Oh,
if
sorry.
Ended, no,
it's a good history?
History.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm just like, oh, if we're not going to do one of our things, it would be nice to know so that we could do some of those things. But
they
yeah.
did it. They did a show in our amphitheater, and it was really fun and really hot.
Really,
I do remember that. Beauty and the Beast, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
It was
I do remember that. But this, I think they would do it for free because they're bringing their cast. The production's already happening.
That's
so
super,
they just
yeah.
bring their own, the cast they already have and just do like four songs or something.
That'd be fun. And we could do it.
And I know a lot of people. A lot
and
of
we could even do it in the amphitheater.
North Salt Lake Garden.
Could
amps.
We?
Yeah.
The Camille Thorpe Amphitheater?
Camille Thorpe Amphitheater. No, the Veterans Memorial Amphitheater at City Hall.
Hey, what's your part called?
I don't know, but that is actually my amphitheater.
Oh, is it really?
It is. In
oh,
fact,
because of the veterans?
No.
You said
because we had this open pile of dirt and nothing was happening with it. And I said, what are we going to do with that? And Stan said, well, that's where our library is going to go.
Oh.
And I said, well, this was in a city council meeting. I don't think we should hold our breath for that. I said, well, I think it would be fun is if we had like a park with an amphitheater. And so then Stan's like, well, I don't want to put all that money into it if then we're just going to tear it down for a library. I said, okay, well, let's put it in for now. And if the library ever comes knocking, we can reconsider. But heaven forbid we like it so much that we just find different land for the library. And so they put in the amphitheater.
That is beautiful provenance I've never known. Let it be known that this is the Matt Jensen Memorial, Veterans Memorial Amphitheater designed by Camille Thorpe.
It is like the thing I'm most proud about from my time
that
at City Council.
Really
every time
great.
I drive by, I'm like, oh, that's the thing I put in.
That is really great, Matt. Thank you. I really had no idea. So that is worth shouting about. And yes, we should get something there this year. I'd just be so pleased to get something there. So good idea. Okay, anything else for this meeting? 7:25.
Okay.
Good at this.
We're done.